You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We are Alice-less today, but we are not alone. We have got Vela Junior Lemanu on the line, who is the assistant choreographer of Ole Pepelo, Le Ngaui, Ma Le Pala'ai, The Liar, the Thief and the Coward, which is on at the ASB Waterfront Theatre from today until the 23rd of March. Morena, Vela, how are you?
Hey, Morena, thank you for having me. I'm good.
It's lovely to chat with you about this really exciting show. Before we get stuck into, I guess, the weeds of process and how it's all come about, do you want to give us a little, I guess, overview of what this is actually all about? What's the premise of this work?
Yeah, so this is a... this work's basically about this village of Moa, which is a heightened village of, I guess, Samoa. And in it, it's just a very quirky world about politics and this idea of service, and service being the truth of service to this family. It's about politics, it's about how do you serve this family, and is your service truthful to this family? And there's different characters in here that have their own agendas, and it's just seeing how it all plays out in the end. That's pretty much my sort of like general explanation as to the world and the story. And yeah,
it feels like one of those very like kind of tale as old as time type things. It's like family, loyalty, you know, relationships, all of those stuff, those things that translate, you know, all cultures have their versions of it. There's like big sort of Shakespearean like vibes from this in some ways.
Heavy. Very classical. It's a really cool take. I'm really interested to see how people engage with it. But it's definitely right.
Tell us a wee bit about how you've approached, your role on this. So working on the kind of choreography, what has been the kind of way you've stepped into that space? How have you approached it?
Yeah, I've been really grateful. So I've, as an assistant choreographer, I didn't have the full pressure of everything.
That's nice.
So we've had our great choreographer Tupu Tingufua, who's come in and sort of laid out a whole bunch of movements and a whole bunch of sort of ideas that sort of set the tone and cohesiveness of the show. And so all I've kind of done is taken some of his movement and kind of just melded it together. A lot of the hard work, I'd say, is already done from him, so all I had to do was fit it into the right places for the show. And that, so
it's, that's a nice place to be, where you kind of get the best of both worlds a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. it's been fun. It's been cool because we've both sort of talked about this world before, and we've seen this world before. And so finding the movements and sort of the quality of the movements hasn't been too much of a deep dive, because we kind of already understand that sort of feel and texture to the work. And so going into it, it just made everything easier. If you do watch the show, you'll notice what I mean. You'll get what I mean by what I'm saying.
So when you've been drawing on ideas and inspirations for the movements, what have you been tapping into? What's been, I guess, the spaces that have informed that movement?
Oh yeah, what's been really nice about the text of the work and the really great writing by Natano and Sarita is that it's so dense with ideas and imagery. And so a lot of the images go back to classical art pieces, and it also they have strong sounds of the chicken farm and the world of Moa. And so all we've kind of done is talk to Natano about just what aspects of the world are they wanting to see, and they've already sent visual pieces of this sort of Shakespearean-esque feel, as well as this clown-esque feel. And so there's so much images and movement to draw from, and it's cool. It's just an amalgamation of everything, really. There's moments where it's really quirky, and then there's moments where it can be quite hard-hitting, and but it's definitely drawn upon, I guess, just that, those sort of main fields.
Totally. I feel like it's a really interesting premise to have a show like this that's got these really, you know, deep themes that we were just talking about, kind of having this timelessness to them or something, but then also really bringing humor in as a sort of pillar of part of the way you're telling this story as well. That must be quite an interesting experience as a choreographer to try and incorporate that or think about that in the way you're telling the story through movement as well. What was it like working with the cast? How did you guys approach, I guess, the rehearsal space for this?
Yeah, that's a really cool observation. What's cool about the cast is that everyone is really trusting, and they just dove straight into it. And because the movement is quite, it can be quite silly, it's cool to see that everyone just gave it a go.
Mm.
But because the world is so heightened, the over-exaggeration doesn't feel out of place. And so once we kind of figured that out as a cast, we realized that the more over-exaggerated we went, the more honest it felt to the world.
Yeah.
And so now it's cool because there's no real line anymore, and it's cool watching everyone just jump into these animal-esque movements, for example, and feel uncomfortable but also look really beautiful at the same time. And I guess that's just what I say to that. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. It also feels like all the elements of this show have really combined in a particular way to tell this story. Looking at the costuming as well, it's so gorgeous. And that must be a joy as a choreographer to see how, you know, the garments that people are wearing kind of shape the way that people move too, and you know, can embody their characters or tell that story. It feels like the whole team has really coalesced around this idea in a pretty special way. You must be excited for you know, bringing an audience in to see it. What's your feelings like going into this big opening week?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's really cool. Even just dancing in these costumes, you know, because some of them you're like, oh, no one can move in that. But
yeah,
the costume designer's done a really good job in making sure that it looks authentic to the world, but also still breathable, and you can still move in it, and you can still hold all of those movements. But even with the lighting and in the set, like, all of the elements combined just really elevate the words of the page and the movement. So it's going to be exciting. I'm really excited to have an audience in to come and watch, and I think people will be blown away. I don't know what... I think people can expect the unexpected with this, because there's so much that I feel hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting. It's cool.
Yeah, totally. I'm really stoked for you guys and really excited to see it as well. It is opening tonight, which is very exciting, and it runs until the 23rd of March. We're talking about O Le Pepelo, Le Ngaoi, Ma Le Palaai, The Liar, The Thief and The Coward at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. Villa Junior Le Manu, it's been really lovely to speak with you on the show this morning. Break a leg for the opening night, and we'll see you down at the ASB Waterfront Theatre.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's been really fun. Can't wait. Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.